You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Price Ice Rec Arena is looking for your help. They're trying to raise $500,000 to help save the ice rink and get new chillers installed. Chillers are essential for maintaining ice quality by providing precise cooling for optimal rink operations. So far, they're at $20,000, but they still have a ways to go, and they can't do it without your help. For more information or to donate, you can contact President Jeremy Peschko at 715-820-1331, Mackenzie Krause at 715-661-9078, or Henry Rauschenbach at 715-661-4034. Once again, the Price Ice Rec Arena is looking for your help to raise $500,000 to install new chillers and save the ice rink. You can contact President Jeremy Peschko at 715-820-1331, Mackenzie Krause at 715-661-9078, or Henry Rauschenbach at 715-661-4034 for more information or to donate. Please help support this foundation of the community that provides a welcome source of entertainment for all. Wednesday, July 30th, from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., there's an inflatables party over at the Park Falls Community Pool. The daily pass is $5 per person, and the season pass is $3 per person. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th, from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Governor Tony Evers has announced that he will not be running for a third term. Savannah Tomi Olsen reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Governor Tony Evers, together with Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians President John Johnson Sr., and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman, Wednesday celebrated the newest set of dual-language highway signs unveiled for placement on state highways as part of the Wisconsin DOT's dual-language sign program. These new signs identified Lac des Flambeaux's tribal boundaries and four lakes in both the Ojibwe and English languages. This announcement comes as earlier this month, Governor Evers signed the 2025-27 biennial budget, in which he uses broad constitutional veto authority to ensure that all 11 federally recognized tribes will receive $1 million each year for the next 2 years to help support tribal programs and language revitalization efforts. President Johnson stated, quote, "Any chance we get to incorporate Ojibwe languages to our daily lives and something we see each day helps our people relearn the language and adds to our sovereignty. It's a good day for our people when we are recognized and acknowledged by the state. I wish some of our elders who walked on were here to see this effort, as they would be proud of this day," end quote. Governor Evers stated, quote, "I'm proud to stand with the Lac du Flambeau Band as we unveil these new signs and celebrate the culture, heritage, and language of the Ojibwe people. The dual language sign program has been a big part of our ongoing efforts to help bolster indigenous language and cultural preservation, and today's highway sign unveiling is further testament to our work as a state to strengthen our government-to-government relationships with the Native nations in Wisconsin. Together, we are fostering a stronger sense of connection, informing visitors of our shared history, and celebrating tribal heritage," end quote. The sign unveiling took place earlier Wednesday at the Waswaganeen Indian Bowl in Lac du Flambeau and expands on a statewide dual language sign initiative launched by the Wisconsin DOT in 2021 to collaborate with Native nations of Wisconsin to install road signs on tribal lands in both English and Indigenous languages. The Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians is the seventh tribe in Wisconsin to install dual language signs, along with the Forest County Potawatomi community, Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, Oneida Nation, Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, and the Sokagon Chippewa community, Mollick Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The new tribal boundary signs feature the Lac du Flambeau tribal seal next to the Indian reservation name, Waswaganeen. Waswaganeen is the traditional name for the reservation, which means Lake of the Torch. The English translation of the highway sign is located beneath the indigenous language. Did you know that Wisconsin is home to nearly half of the little brown bats in the United States? Well, Saturday, August 2nd, between 8 to 9 p.m., you have a chance to learn about them. There's going to be a bat program and monitoring at Copper Falls State Park. You're invited to join Jennifer Riddell, conservation biologist with the Wisconsin DNR's bat program, for an engaging 45-minute presentation about our local bats. Hibernating populations are showing promising signs of recovery after dramatic losses from white nose syndrome. After the program, you can embark on a short walkabout using some fun new technology. Bat detectors can listen to live bat echolocation calls humans can't hear. This program will be held rain or shine, and you're invited to see how it works starting at around 9 p.m. Please keep in mind, there are no pets allowed during this, and be sure to meet at the Historic Pavilion. There is an admission pass required for vehicles entering the park. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 2nd from 8 to 9 p.m. over at the Historic Pavilion at Copper Falls State Park. The Wisconsin DNR is doing a study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. Brittany Merlot tells us which one.
Panfish. They started tracking their population in 2019, and now they expect to wrap up the study by next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experiences fishing for panfish, as well as helping with their own field studies. The goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the drop of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to help protect them.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun, the Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan, and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feels So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. Word on the street is that the new Bud will be a much better baller due to much better CGI. Leave it to Studio A24 to take a different approach to the romantic comedy. Materialists, starring Pedro Pascal, who is now officially in every movie released this year, Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans received good critics' reviews and decent audience reviews. Johnson plays a matchmaker trying to decide between her perfect match and an imperfect ex. Oh, the film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. Native Wisconsinite Carrie Coon is getting some career props, and it's about time. Coon was nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lori Duffy on season 3 of White Lotus. Coon plays a woman on vacation with her two oldest friends, played by Leslie Bibb and Michelle Monaghan, as they build each other up and backstab each other all at the same time. This is Coon's third Emmy nomination. She also received one for The Gilded Age in 2024 and Fargo in 2017. But this time, she is the odds-on favorite to actually win the award. GoldDerby.com gives Coon a 65% chance of winning the award this time around. Not sure how that was tabulated, but on Wisconsin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires here this weekend. Otherwise, today will be sunny and kind of nice. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.